Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. Welcome to Day 1218. Israel's communications ministry confiscated camera and broadcasting equipment from the Associated Press, claiming the news agency had violated a new broadcasting law for providing a live feed of Gaza to Al Jazeera. The AP said the seizure was not based on the content of the feed, but rather an abusive use by the Israeli government of the country's new foreign broadcaster law. Following swift condemnation from the Biden administration and journalism organizations, Israeli officials said the equipment would be returned. Israeli opposition leader Yair Lapid also denounced the decision to seize press equipment, calling it an act of madness. Lapid added, "This government acts as if it has decided to make sure at any cost that Israel will be shunned all over the world. They went crazy." Earlier this month, Israel shut down Al Jazeera's operations in the country, accusing the Qatari-based news network of harming Israel's security and inciting violence against its soldiers. Moving on, Trump's campaign adopted Nazi rhetoric in a social media post that referred to the creation of a unified Reich if he becomes president again. In a 30-second video posted to Trump's personal social media platform, a narrator discusses what's next for America if Trump wins again, while a series of hypothetical headlines flash across the screen. They include, border is closed, 15 million illegal aliens deported, economy booms, and industrial strength significantly increased by the creation of a unified Reich. The term Reich is associated with Nazi Germany under Adolf Hitler, who designated his Nazi regime as the Third Reich. The White House denounced the post and called it dangerous and offensive, saying that it's abhorrent, sickening, and disgraceful for anyone to promote content associated with Germany's Nazi government under Adolf Hitler. Trump's campaign responded, calling Biden the real extremist and saying that this was not a campaign video. It was created by a random account online and reposted by a staffer who clearly did not see the word while the president was in court. Meanwhile, Trump's defense team rested its case without calling Trump to testify. With testimony concluded, closing arguments and then jury deliberations are scheduled for after Memorial Day weekend. Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records to conceal a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels as part of an illegal effort to influence the 2016 presidential election. And finally, the United States says that Russia likely launched a counter-space weapon capable of attacking other satellites in low Earth orbit last week. In a speech at the United Nations on May 20th, U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood said Russia deployed this new counter-space weapon into the same orbit as a U.S. government satellite, adding that it follows prior Russian satellite launches likely of counter-space systems to low Earth orbit in 2019 and 2022. The briefing follows reporting in February about Russia wanting to put a nuclear weapon into space. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.